You know, one of the things that is amazing to me is how God gifts different people to do different things. And people always ask me, they say, how can you just preach? And every week you've got to come up with something different. How do you do that? And I'm thinking, I enjoy it. It's a gift. And then I think of people who sing, and I think I would be terrified to stand up in front of folks and do a solo. And not this kind of solo. I can handle this, but the singing kind of solo. And so I'm just amazed at how God gives different people different gifts for his glory to lead the body of Christ. And this morning, we come to the time of the table. As we come to the time of the table, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he left to return to his Father, there were two ordinances that he gave to the church. One is the ordinance of baptism, which we do several times a year here. And that is the ordinance to remember his resurrection and to proclaim forth your belief in that resurrection until he comes. And that's part of the Great Commission. But what we celebrate today is the ordinance of the table. And this is the ordinance that is strictly reserved for believers only. As we come to the table, it is a reminder of that we are to remember the sacrifice that he made on our behalf. And so as we come to the table this morning, if there's not come a time in your life where Jesus is Lord and Master of your life and that he has given his life to you, then in the name of Jesus, we ask you not to partake of these elements. The Bible warns us to do so would be to do so in a manner that is unworthy of the table itself and brings about condemnation for the one who does it. So this morning, as we come to the table, the first admonition is, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus, do not partake of the elements of the table, but be reminded of the gospel that's in the table. For in the table, we talk about the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the life that he gave and the blood that he shed for our redemption. And then come to that place where you can take that reality that is given for you and that you would become a child of God. But the second way in which we can participate in an unworthy manner is primarily directed at believers. And that is where we have not lived in a way that is pleasing to God, that there is distance between us and our Heavenly Father, where we have, through either attitude or action, commission or omission, have chosen to sin against him. And the Bible's very clear that sin is a barrier. It puts a barrier between us and our Heavenly Father. Now, it does not mean that we are lost again, but it does mean that that intimacy of fellowship that God desires to have with us as we participate in the table of the Lord is obstructed. And every parent knows that you never stop loving your child, but there are times when they greatly displease you. And so you seek to have them understand that that which they did was wrong and that they seek to restore that fellowship. And the fellowship must always be restored from the parent to the child. The child comes to the parent to ask for forgiveness, but the parent is the one who forgives the child. And God is our Heavenly Father. And we come before him today as we come to this time of prayer before him, that we come as children to our Father, asking him to forgive us and cleanse us, and then asking, according to 1 John 1:9, that when we do so, when we agree with him about the nature of the distance, about the sin that has caused the barrier to be erected, that if we confess those sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so in these few moments, I'm going to ask you to bow with me in a spirit of prayer. The altar will be open, the steps, if you feel like the Lord wants you to come and kneel and just talk with him. In these moments, the altar is open to do that which God wants you to do business with him by the power of the Holy Spirit. So let's, in a spirit of prayer, go before the Lord now. Most holy and gracious Father, we come before you in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus this morning. Father, it is so easy for us to fail you. It is so hard for us to walk with you. Father, in this world that we grow in, that we grew up in, this world trained us. It trained us to be our own God. It trained us to be in charge of our lives. It trained us in so many unbiblical ways that even though we become children of God, still, Father, we must face that and overcome that almost daily in our lives. Father, your word teaches us that if we say we have no sin, we lie and the truth is not in us. And so, Father, we do not lie to you nor to the Holy Spirit that sin is always a battle that we must fight. And, Father, for those times where we have failed you and we have embraced not the nature that has been given to us in Christ, but the old nature in our flesh. And, Father, we've erected a barrier between us and you. Not a barrier to your love. You still love us with an everlasting love, but a barrier to your approval. A barrier to intimacy with you, a barrier to hearing well done. So Father, we come this morning and ask in the name of Jesus that before we partake of the table that you will forgive us, whether it's attitude or action, whether, Father, it is things we have done that we shouldn't, or whether, Father, it is things that we have not done that we should have. Either by commission or by omission, anything that displeases you is sin. And Father, we confess before you this morning that we need your forgiveness and cleansing. Father, your word teaches us that the first and greatest sin and that from which all other sins flow is the sin of idolatry. For in the first encounter with Adam and Eve, when they fell, it was that they wanted to be their own God. They wanted to go their own way and were deceived into thinking that that is the right way to go. And your servant Augustine said, it is the fountainhead through which all other sin flow. Father, indeed, when we seek to be our own boss, when we seek to be in charge of our own lives, when we seek to deny your way and go our way, that is nothing more than saying to you, we will be God. Forgive us our idolatry. And remind us at the table that the price that idolatry caused was the death of the only begotten Son of God, the only payment that was greater than our sin. And so there is no salvation apart from him, but in him, Father, we come before you confessing our sins and asking for your forgiveness and cleansing that we might partake of this table with no barriers between us and you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, do these things for your name's sake and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And so we come to the time of the Lord. A time, the Apostle Paul says, is a time of proclamation, of proclaiming something very distinct, of proclaiming the gospel. For the gospel is the message of the incarnate one who came from the Father and lived that sinless and perfect life in the flesh and then allowed himself to be crucified on Calvary's tree and shed his blood for the propitiation for our sins. And so every time we partake of the table, we are proclaiming the gospel of our salvation, and we are remembering the one who is the gospel, for the gospel is the message of Jesus. And so this morning as our deacons come, we read these words again and hear the word of the Lord. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and he blessed and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body." Father God, we thank you for that bread of life, that manna which came down from heaven, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that by sacrificing his earthly body on Calvary's tree, he would create a spiritual body called the church. And we, the church, gather before you today and thank you. And this we do in remembrance of him, for it is by your grace and for your glory. Take and eat. This is my body. Then he took a cup, and giving thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood that establishes the covenant. It is shed for many for the forgiveness of sin." The Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. So when Jesus offered his body on Calvary's tree, he shed his blood for the forgiveness of sin. And all of us who would come to the Father must come by the way of his blood. That's why it's a covenant that's written in the Lamb's blood. In verse 29, he tells us, "But I tell you from this moment on, I will not drink of the fruit of this vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." We do not look back only at this time. Yes, we remember what was paid for our sin's debt, but we also look forward to that day when we will drink it with him in his Father's kingdom, the hope that is us, that is ours in Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the hope that is found in him and him alone, for in him there is life. And so, Father, we praise you and thank you for that eternal life which comes through the blood of your Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Until he comes, Maranatha. And God's people say, amen. And the Bible says in verse 30, that after singing psalms, they went to the Mount of Olives. And there they sang those songs of the coming of the King, looking forward to the Messiah. We don't sing those psalms because the Messiah has come. We sing instead a hymn of invitation, an invitation for you to come to the Lamb this morning if you've never trusted him. A hymn of invitation for believers to walk closer with him than before because he has come. A hymn of invitation to join the people of God as they walk through this world together as his body. And other decisions may need to be made. Some of you may need one to just come and kneel at the altar and say, "Lord, thank you for what you've done for me. And help me to walk closer with you." Whatever decision you need to make, make it today. Let's stand together in the name of Jesus. And let's sing this hymn of invitation. It's a very familiar hymn.